The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah, and she greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greetings, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does it happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise 10 years ago, on April 11th, 2011, there was an elegant royal wedding at Westminster Abbey. Prince William married Kate Middleton. And at the ceremony, the Anglican Bishop of London preached the homily. Interestingly, the core thought in his homily was taken from a 14th century Dominican nun, Catholic Saint Catherine of Siena. And this was his core thought: become what you are meant to be, and you will set fire to the whole world. That was Catherine of Siena. 200 years later, Ignatius appears on the scene, and in crafting his spiritual exercises, he begins with this meditation. Who am I? What is my true identity? What is the meaning of my life? Where do I fit in to God's creation? The foundation and first principle of the Ignatian exercises in spirituality. It's a search for a deeper understanding of who I am. Too frequently, the real person, the true person within, is suffocated by a busy life, by many distractions, by a yearning for approval, by a hunger to belong, by success, by approval. Our yearning to please others, to keep a law, to fulfill the expectations of others. And frequently, the real person inside is suffocated. When we come to look at the exercises and the journey in spirituality, the first thing we have to do is to begin to discover who the real person is deep within us. You know, success and title and power can mislead people, can mislead us. Pope Francis speaks about clericalism. That's close to home. He speaks about the priest not being a master, but being a servant. He speaks about the humanity of the priest, to have, he calls, the smell of the sheep. To set aside the misunderstanding of celibacy as a more exalted condition in life, than marriage or the single way of life. To renounce the privilege that might come with a clerical identity. False images, says Pope Francis, it's not the true image of the person, it's not the true image of the priest. Success and applause and approval may give us the impression that we are truly who other people think we are. That may be a false impression. The opinion of others, the approval of others, the acceptance of others may not be a true understanding of who we are. There's something deeper and more profound that we tend to overlook because it's human. Nobody should be defined by their greatest mistake. Nobody should be led to believe that the greatest failure they have in life is truly who they are. And yet, judgments prevail. Who qualifies? Who's worthy? I will decide who qualifies, and I will decide who is worthy. I will decide who you really are, even though I don't even know you. And yet, our deepest hunger is to touch the true inner person that defines who we are. What voice do we listen to? What approval do we seek? How much sacrifice we make to please others? How much resentment we carry from the burdens of obligation? All somehow offend the deeper person within. So what voice shall we listen to? Where will we go to hear an authentic statement of who we are? It will happen only in prayer. Only in the silence of personal prayer. With an understanding that prayer is not something we do, prayer is something we allow. You stop the busy life and you allow God into your life. It's a quiet space, frequently or infrequently visited in our busy way of life. And how to hear this voice? Here's how to hear this voice. Each day, take 5 minutes, not an hour, not a holy hour, not 15 minutes, take 5 minutes each day. In your home, be alone. Sit down in your aloneness, in your office. Close your door, turn off the cell phone, get rid of the cell phone. Just don't silence it, because then you'll hear that purr and you'll hear the demand, the summons that you must answer. So get rid of the cell phone just for 5 minutes and sit in silence. Sit in silence. Breathe in. Let the busy world go by and sit in silence. Like this. And listen to the voice of God. Listen to the voice that tells you your true self. Tells you who you are. Made in the image of the infinite God. That you are lovable, holy, and imperfect. and accepted in the presence of God's infinite love. Whomever you are, whatever your struggle in life, in this moment of prayer, you find the embrace of the true God. You cannot find that in the busyness of life. You won't find that in achievements. You won't find that in the opinion that other people have of you. We've all gone to a place where, upon reflection and some introspective thinking, we often wonder about the image we have, the image we have with others. And you wonder if this is really authentic. Is this true? Or is it just an impression? That's what prayer does. Prayer is a moment of revelation. It's a moment when the wonder of God's infinite love touches you in your humanity, in your brokenness, in your emptiness, in your struggle, in your failure, touched by the love of God. Terence, the Roman poet, says, "I am a human being, and nothing human is alien from me." You will discover that humanity is the place of holiness. Humanity is the place where we meet God. And now we come to our gospel reading, which is set in Ein Kerem. Ein Kerem today is in the greater Jerusalem area. It's a very scenic place in the Judean hills. It's the home of Zechariah and Elizabeth. About 60, 65 miles from Nazareth, so it's a long journey that Mary makes to visit her cousin Elizabeth. A scenic place. And this is where the two women meet. The first apostles, the first to believe and to proclaim Jesus Christ. Two women. This is before the men took over. The two women are the first to proclaim Jesus Christ, the Messiah. The first to celebrate the presence of Jesus Christ in their lives, and the first to be led blindly in faith into a journey of life which will involve suffering, misunderstanding. Both their sons will be martyred, will be executed. They are the examples given to us of women of faith, believing persons who found their true identity by listening in prayer. They found their vocation, the meaning of their lives, a sense of fulfillment, and sense of wholeness in life, which comes from the quiet moments of prayer. And Elizabeth praying, reflecting on God's presence and how her great yearning for a child in her life. Mary at prayer, and the angel comes and touches her life to tell her who she is and her vocation and the place in which she should find herself in all of God's creation. Where do we fit in? Where do I get this sense that I belong to God's creation? Where do I get this sense of my wellness? Life is good, and life is worth living. Life is a gift. Life is a blessing. I hear the voice of my God assuring me that I am embraced in infinite love, wherever I am in my life, in whatever condition. Not tyrannized by judgment, separation, or exclusion, but to feel this sense of embrace. In a personal way, to feel God enwrapping me in all of creation. Elizabeth Barrett Browning, in her beautiful poem, Aurora Leigh, says this: Earth is filled with the heavens, and every common bush afire with God. But only he who sees takes off his shoes. So, my friends, take off your running shoes. Amen.